Hello everyone, this is Fatima Nazir. How is life on your end? A week ago in my introduction, I named my podcast as an expression of feelings and emotions, which if recognized, understood, reflected upon and spoken, give us meanings and strength and lead us in our journey of life. So today I'll be sharing with you my experience of loneliness, and we will be exploring what loneliness is. Like, who gets lonely? Is this feeling recognized, understood and shared? By whom and whose feelings are recognized? Can feelings of loneliness be expressed or communicated freely without any shame or stigma attached to it? We will see if there are barriers to sharing our feelings of loneliness, like getting our message across, or if there are any stigmas or biases attached to expressing loneliness, or if there are any social, geographic or cultural biases in sharing the feelings of loneliness. If yes, then what shapes, expressions and reactions do they take? We will be exploring the impact feeling lonely has on our physical, emotional and psychological health. Not only that, what does it do to societies, families and individuals? We will also explore the support systems around us when we feel lonely, and what are the ways forward? How can we break this spiral to achieve our true potential? So let's get started. I feel the ongoing lockdown and isolation may have already deepened the feelings of loneliness for many. Maybe people are already struggling with their physical as well as mental health issues. Not just that, employment and personal life matters. Some people speak out, reach out and share, whereas some prefer staying isolated, alone, feeling unsupported and lonely due to inner or external barriers. So let's see what loneliness is and what does it do to us. How can we break the barriers to feel more fulfilled and connected? For me, loneliness is quite personal and subjective, as it is for many. I felt alone and lonely when I moved to the UK 14 years ago, far from my family, friends, community and the neighborhood culture we were so used to in Pakistan. But I was so excited to explore a new country, meet new people and above all to discover myself. But then there was a time when I started feeling empty, nervous, anxious and lonely. I didn't recognize in the beginning the emptiness for a long time. I didn't know what I was experiencing and if it was loneliness. I just felt empty, as if my voice would echo back to me if I ever spoke out. I felt unsupported, unloved and alone. That's how loneliness was for me. And then I started reading and researching on loneliness. And I found that loneliness is defined in many ways. Loneliness is not just a feeling or an emotion, it is a living reality for many. Anyone can feel lonely at any age. Some may experience a loneliness when their need for a meaningful and fulfilling social interaction or a relationship is not met, even if they are surrounded by family and friends. Loneliness is not just about living alone. We may feel lonely when we are with our family, friends, or in a relationship, but quite content and peaceful as well when on our own in certain situations. Feeling lonely means feeling distressed as a result of a gap between one's desires for social connection and actual experiences of it. Loneliness is the feeling that we do not have anyone. We don't feel understood, we don't feel supported, cared for by the people around us, or when we do not find people who we can trust or who stand by us when we need them. As a result, we feel lonely. Do we often ask ourselves questions like, why are we feeling the way we are feeling? Don't worry, it doesn't come very naturally. I had to build that habit of asking myself, why was I feeling the way I was feeling, to find my answers. But for a moment, if we think, do we feel we are in tune with our own feelings and with people around us that we can count on or turn to? Do we feel connected with people around us, or do we feel we lack quality relationship or feel left out or excluded? These are pretty tough questions, but we don't need to be in a rush to answer them now. We can take as much time as we like to find answers which are personal to us, which may be a result of our own living experiences. There is a book that got published recently. It's written by Vivek Murthy, who is a former Surgeon General of the United States, and it's on loneliness, health, and what happens when we find connection. It's titled as Together. He says that we experience loneliness differently. Our journeys are unique and we face different situations in life and react to them differently. And that's quite true. We may go through certain situations or events in life that cause loneliness, such as loss of a dear one, a separation, divorce, breakups, losing the social contact you used to have at work, school, college, or at a university. Or even moving to a different place, like what happened to me when I started feeling lonely was when I moved to a new country away from my family. But people can also feel lonely when they are changing jobs or when they are going to a new university or college, because they feel disconnected or isolated from their friends, colleagues, or community. We often hear that people feel lonely around festivals such as around Christmas, Eid, Holi, or whichever festival that people celebrate with family. And when they are not with their family for any reason, because they are away for studies, for work, or they are overseas because they moved to a new country and they lost that contact, that connection and special bond that they used to enjoy when they were with their family and friends. So when people are in a different situation or in a different scenario, as discussed, they feel lonely because they lose that meaningful connection, that quality relationship that they used to enjoy. So by moving to a new area, city, or a country can cause the feelings of loneliness. Sometimes belonging to a certain group or living in certain circumstances or stages of life make people feeling vulnerable to feeling lonely, because it takes a really long time to build meaningful connections, social contacts, and quality relationships. So when people move to a new place, they might feel they don't have any friends or family around, or they are estranged from their family, such as refugees, or even being a single parent can make you withdraw from participating in social activities that at one point of your life you used to enjoy. Not only that, belonging to a minority group also makes you feeling lonely, because you do not have a community network around you where you can build that special bond or a meaningful connection. Like when I came to the UK, I left my family behind. I came to a new country and I terribly felt, not in the beginning, but after a long time after, that I was missing something. There was an emptiness, there was a gap. There was a lack of meaningful connection. Like I did not have anyone or any place where I could go to, or just because I was feeling I was feeling sad, or I had a bad day at work, or I just wanted to share something. So I did not have that place, that protective force when I came to the UK, and that made me feel empty. And but my feelings might be different from someone else is feeling, who is feeling lonely because of any other reason, because this is quite personal and subjective experience, and people express it and identify it differently. But because I was away from my community network, I felt a desire to have an actual experience of that atmosphere around me. Like once I was sitting in a cafe with my friends, and it was quite a happy place. Like now we are in lockdown and we cherish every single moment, every single memory that we used to enjoy before outdoors. So we were sitting in that cafe and my friends were almost waving to every second person who was entering the cafe, and I was like, oh my god, I miss this connection, I miss this feeling. It is this gap that I'm talking about, that innate desire to have a meaningful connection around you and not having an actual experience of what you wish for or what you desire. But why we desire for meaningful connections, and why do we want to have social connections around us to feel protected? Like Vivek Murthy says that over thousands of years, the value of social connection has become baked into our nervous system, that the absence of such a protective force as the absence of a social connection creates a stress state in the body. So when such stress states are created in the body, we look for protective cushions around us, or we look for community or special bonds around us. And when we don't find them, we might feel unsupported, and we feel uncared for or unloved, unwanted, sometimes excluded and marginalized. And when we are not understood, we feel misjudged. And these feelings might result in such expressions as withdrawal or lack of interest, sometimes reduced or increased appetite, and sleep problems, suicidal thoughts, or even isolating yourself from others and not being able to do things that you used to enjoy or you used to like doing. And similarly, facing financial difficulties may also become a barrier in expressing what you are feeling, and as a result, you withdraw yourself from social activities, or you are even excluded due to stigma and discrimination attached to people due to their gender, race, health problems, even mental health problems, mobility, and ethnicity. Like when I started my studies after a long break from work, and everyone said that it's too difficult to get back to education after a gap, and I did not find a single person who would say, oh, you'll be fine. And the absence of such a compassionate and kind voice around me made me feel isolated and lonely. It was just my family who was very supportive throughout, but because they were living in another country and I was living alone by myself, I felt really, really alone. And at that time, I listened to my inner self, my soul voice, that always provided me with strength and wisdom, even though all those external voices around me said, it's hard, it's difficult, it's challenging. I believed in my abilities and strengths and said to myself, no, I can do this. Whatever people say around me, I can do this. But that's not enough. Just because I was by myself, a lack of meaningful connection around me made me gradually lose my confidence and self-esteem. There was a point when all the external factors got hold of me. I used to tell myself, I'm not good enough, I'm not making friends here, and that I had to do really well. But in my heart, I knew this is not my voice. I knew this is not me. But there was no one who I could speak to and share my fears of not doing enough, of not being enough. There was no one around me who I could turn to and say, I'm not spending enough time in socializing because I'm afraid of wasting my time. So I just closed myself into study. There was no interaction, no connection. Even though I got excellent grades in my studies and my confidence was boosted a little bit, but even getting a distinction did not bring me joy because I could not share it with anyone around me. I was alone, all by myself, without meaningful contacts nearby. Used to have FaceTime with my family, but that's not a replacement of a human connection. A connection that you have face to face, like in real time, not FaceTime. Feelings of loneliness are not always caused by the external factors. They also come from within, from setting a bar too high. I realized I set my bars too high. That made me feel anxious, scared to share my feelings and lonely. We are in lockdown now, but in normal days, in our normal routine, did we have platform scenarios or environments where we feel comfortable in sharing our feelings of loneliness without being judged or misunderstood? Unfortunately, I haven't seen many. That's the reason I am doing this podcast, because speaking out, sharing my feelings is one such effort, or creating such platforms where we can speak out freely without any judgments, without any fear of judgments actually. Because we know there are still barriers attached to expressing yourself, and we have to break those barriers. And what are those barriers? There is a stigma attached to loneliness, a social stigma as if it's your fault that you are lonely. People happen to be lonely due to certain situations in life, like moving to a new place, a new country, as it happened to me. I came to London in 2006. I left the protective forces of my family behind. For some time, I was full of enthusiasm, keenness to explore new places, and passion to achieve my dreams. Not having quality and meaningful interactions can make you feel lonely, as it happened to me. But I kept going. I was committed to my studies, then work, and then more work, I guess. My routine did not give me time to reflect on my feelings, to recollect myself. But somehow, I could not feel the gap inside me. The gap went bigger and bigger. Things already demanding seemed burdensome and stressful. There was no support. My family was far. I did not have friends, and I felt being judged. I spoke out due to stigma attached to loneliness. People might say it's your fault. No one should feel this way when they move to a new country, change their job, or start a new university. It's not a fault. It's an experience, human experience. Anyone can feel lonely at any time, anywhere, and at any stage of life. But because you are surrounded by these emotions, external voices that influence you, and your inner voice gets weaker. The same thing happened to me. I thought I would sound weak if I share my feelings. I did not want my family to get worried. I was taking it on me. Things started slipping out of my hands like sand. I left my work because it went too stressful for me to handle. It became so challenging for me to break the spiral of these negative emotions. I was so frustrated with the feelings of despair and loneliness that I could not live with them any longer. My family, friends, and relatives knew me by my smiles, giggles, jokes, and compassion. I was still compassionate, but my giggles vanished away. I started losing my confidence, my self-esteem, and my self-belief. There was a point when I said to myself, "No, this is not me." I was fed up of the feelings. I was fed up of being lonely. I realized there is no savior but myself. So it was not just a stigma of feeling weaker when expressing or sharing a human emotion, a normal human emotion. It was also a cultural barrier. It's not only facing certain events in life that may cause loneliness. It's also cultural barriers of not speaking out that create feelings of being unsupported, not cared for, and lonely. Why do we not speak out? Because we feel we will be judged as weak, fragile, vulnerable? Is that so? The culture we live in has associated strength with happiness, being always fine and perfect. We are humans. We are not perfect. We are prone to making mistakes. We smile, we laugh, we break down, we cry, we live in communities, and we feel lonely when we do not feel connected, when we do not feel supported. These are normal human feelings, emotions, and experiences. And then there are gender biases to feeling loneliness and expressing it. Like, I wasn't scared of coming to London just because I was a woman. Womanhood was never a barrier for me, but it is for many. It does not matter which country you live in or which ethnicity you belong to. We have attached, as a society, emotions and feelings to weakness, and that mostly women feel this way. That's not true, as Brené Brown calls it. And from my experience, I have heard many people from both genders around me that they feel no one cares. It will be just them without any support. And sometimes expressing their feelings of loneliness through anger and aggression. I feel we need to look at all genders from a human perspective. Loneliness is not reserved for women. Men, children, girls, and boys feel lonely too, and terribly so. When I was working with a charity in London, I had contacts with many children who said they felt lonely, as if no one understands them. As if their parents won't understand them, or they feel excluded at school because they do not have friends. So this is a barrier to understand others' feelings, or even to identify our own emotions of loneliness, or even having meaningful connections with others. Sometimes lack of opportunities is a barrier to well-being that leads to loneliness, like having financial difficulties, poverty, or even old age, mobility problems, lack of safety and opportunities, like these days in lockdown. In addition to this, people think loneliness as only a mental health problem, which creates a barrier to empathize with others and listen to their stories. Loneliness is not in itself a mental health problem, though these two things are closely linked, as having mental health issues such as anxiety, depression, and hypertension can increase your chances of feeling lonely or being alone. So what is the impact of feeling lonely? Research suggests that loneliness poses serious threats to well-being as well as long-term physical health. Loneliness in itself is a risk factor for heart diseases, type 2 diabetes, triggers stress hormones, hinders sleep, and result in weakened immunity, and have a higher mortality rates due to risks attached to loneliness. So what do we do when we know that the risks are too high? Like in my case, the feelings of stress, anxiety, and loneliness used to come in phases. They never stayed for good, alhamdulillah, because I had and still have support systems. My family was away, but my faith was with me. I was intact with my faith, with my prayers, and with my long walks. Whenever I used to feel bad, I used to go out for walks, really long walks. I felt really good. I felt as if my thoughts are clear, and I felt as if I'm connected with my goals and to the things I used to like doing that I call purpose of my life. Like, I started self-help guides on managing my feelings, and got reconnected with my passion for writing and charity work that provided me with a purpose again, meanings and contentment. I managed my loneliness by reminding myself all those things which were very important to me, like my family, like by bringing back in focus the purpose of my life. And these were the things which positively impact my state of mind, as well as were of a value to someone else in society. It was this purpose that pulled me out of loneliness and brought me back into life. I had to bring back the purpose of my life, that is to be helpful to those who need help. I was and I still am passionate about campaigning against violence against children particularly. I started working for a children's charity, writing a blog, and I felt I'm reconnected with my life. I was at a place where we used to help others without any judgments, assumptions, where we used to listen to others' stories with compassion, understanding, and empathy. I felt this is it. This is what I want to do the rest of my life, alleviating pain. Helping others had a knock-on effect on me. I started accepting my feelings as normal. I started feeling a part of the tribe where we get connected, listen to each other, and console. Like, once I was asked by my colleague at work, he said, he actually asked me a question. He said, what are you getting out of it? And I said, I feel content, at peace, and we are at a place where we share feelings and listen to each other without being judgmental. We offer support and we listen to our contacts with empathy, with understanding, and with compassion. And I think this is the human contact that we miss sometimes around us. Like, I overcame my loneliness by being kind not only to others but also to myself, by not comparing myself to others, and by accepting that it is fine if I don't have a lot of friends, by focusing on my strengths of warmth and compassion, by reminding myself that encouraging others who go through similar paths is inspiring and that I should continue doing it no matter what happens. It was through this process of challenging my thoughts and emotions that I battled my loneliness by being kind to myself through reconnecting with my purpose of helping others and applying the same compassion on myself I have for others, and empathizing with myself as much as I do for others. As Brené Brown says, now it comes from a better place. So far, I tried to find out the meaning of loneliness and how it impacts our physical, psychological, and emotional well-being, as well as finding out the barriers, biases, stigmas, and prejudices attached around feeling lonely and in expressing these emotions and owning these emotions. I have also touched upon the support systems I had inside me as well as around me. And now what next? What are the ways forward? I think the ways forward lie as much as in recognizing strengths and breaking the barriers, as in speaking out and in listening to our inner voice, but also to those around us experiencing difficult emotions. By normalizing the feelings of despair, loneliness, and sadness as natural human emotions, we accept the fact that anyone can feel lonely at any time or at any stage of their life. What is important is that we understand and feel comfortable in expressing ourselves and feel supported when we reach out. Also, feeling comfortable in speaking out when we feel we need help and reaching out when we see others in need of our help. The solutions or the ways forward for loneliness are mostly hidden in simple acts of kindness and engaging with people through meaningful activities like reaching out to people in neighborhood. Right now we are locked down in indoors and inside our homes, but we can still check in with one another through phone calls at the moment or FaceTime. But as soon as this pandemic is over, I think we need to connect through meaningful connections and activities. I think that's how we can connect not only to the 9 million people of all ages in the UK who were suffering from loneliness before this pandemic, but also to many more across the globe, including those around us. By speaking out and listening to other stories, we can open spaces for many in the UK and in Pakistan and anywhere else in the world where people do not have permission to feel lonely or to express their emotions and experiences of loneliness. Little gestures of kindness, connection and compassion can help any one of us who is at this moment isolated and feeling lonely. Sometimes finding our path, our purpose of life, and being kind to our own selves comes first, and sometimes through our kind words to others. Let's try it out and be kind, connect, and find our ways to peace.